This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, taking ourselves into account, a door towards the secrets of ubudiyyah, the secrets of the worship of Allah, in the words of Allah. Now, dear listeners, we're talking about a very interesting subject today on the program, and that is that we need to take ourselves into account, meaning we need to reflect and contemplate upon what we did in the past and what we are doing in the present, whether it is good or bad, whether it is on the side of truth and justice, or it is on the side of batil, falsehood. And we need to, of course, weigh our actions, take ourselves into account. This taking of ourselves into account is one of the things which is known as muhasiba in these circles of Islamic spirituality, also known as irfan. And so in this science of irfan, and one of the practical things that is taught by the Ahlul Ma'rifah, the people of knowledge, the people of wisdom, righteous religious scholars, they teach us that we should take ourselves into account. And of course, the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, the divinely appointed imams, they point towards this idea that one should take yourself into account before you are taken account of. Of course, what they're talking about is it is better for us to take ourselves into account in this life before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Mighty, the Exalted, takes us into account on the Day of Judgment. Of course, a very important thing that we must do, taking ourselves into account, because this taking ourselves into account, dear friends, is in reality a door towards the secrets of ubudiyyah, the secrets of the servitude of Allah. In the next segments, we're going to talk about some verses of the Holy Quran, the words of Allah, which tell us to take ourselves into account. And of course, when we take ourselves into account, we will be able to enjoy and enhance and really feel the satisfaction and pleasure of the servitude and worship and ubudiyyah of Allah. Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Sometimes the environment also plays a major role in the shedding of the tears. In which way? We are told, for example, that if you are in a masjid, yes, if you are in a place of worship, if you are in sajda, for example, if you are in a holy place, a mausoleum like the holy Kaaba or the shrines of the Masumeen, peace be upon them, all this potentiates the ability to cry and to shed the tears. Likewise, the remembrance of death. I tell you, once here in the United States rather, I was finishing a majlis and one young brother, 17, 18 year old, came to me and said, you know, I have a problem. I said, what's the problem? He said, you know, I cannot hold myself from the temptations. That when I go to school, there are people of the opposite gender, yes? And I fall into temptations. Teach me a way that I can say no to the desires. I said, there is no magic pill. Don't expect, but work hard. But start off with the following. He said, what should I do? I said, go to your local Qabristan cemetery and find an empty grave and lie there for half an hour. So he went, he was lying there for half an hour, and I said to him, close your eyes and reflect. What would you do if it was too late? If in that actual act that displeases Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take your life, there is no return. Whatever you do, if you beg, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ, the Quran says they beg, Ya Allah, return me back for a minute or two. Give me a chance. Everything in this life has a chance. You lose your business, you lose your health, maybe you can get it back. But once you leave this world, there is no return. I said to him, think about it. He came to me after a few days and said, you know what? When I was lying there, I was shaking in fear. I could not lie there for half an hour. 5 minutes and I stood out. I could not. I looked around me and I was petrified. And I thought to myself, what answers would I give to the angels? How would I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? With my deeds, with my sins, with my transgressions, yes. And that's why our fourth imam beautifully in Dua Abu Hamza, he says, مَا لِي لَا أَبْكِي وَأَرَى نَفْسِي تُخَادِعُنِي وَأَيَّامِي تُخَاتِلُنِي. Imam alayhi salam says, how dare I not cry, and I see my days are being numbered. I'm getting closer to death. وَقَدْ خَفَقَتْ أَجْنِحَةُ الْمَوْتِ that عند رأسي أَجْنِحَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Death is approaching to me. I can feel it. The wings of death are right next to me. Don't tell me you're only 18 or 19. That death comes at any moment. Imam alayhi salam says, feel that it's as if it's coming to you. And then he says, مالي لا أبكي أبكي لظلمة قبري أبكي لضيق لحدي أبكي لسؤال منكر ونكير إياي. Should I not cry about any of these realizations that I'm by myself in the grave, that it's dark, that it's tight, that I have to answer to munkar and nakir? Should I not be crying by the realization that then when the cry is heard, I will be resurrected and I will be all alone, I will be carrying my deeds, unclothed, no one is concerned about me. Everyone's concerned about their own well-being on the day of resurrection. Therefore, a powerful way to keep ourselves in that zone, or to be able to cry due to the fear or the awe or be God conscious, is to indeed remember the ultimate journey of death, the universal law that no doubt applies to each and every human being.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, which of course was taking ourselves into account, and how taking ourselves into account is a door towards the secrets of the worship and servitude of Allah, the ubudiyya of Allah. Now, when we take ourselves into account, what happens is that the evil things that we have done, the bad things that we have done, the sins that we have committed, the errors we might have committed, the mistakes that we might have committed, these negative things, if we just call them in general, all of them together, these negative things are taken into account. Once we take these negative things into account, then we do our best to refrain from doing those things, and we analyze and we reflect and we contemplate and we figure out how to prevent ourselves from doing these things in the future. And likewise, we ask for forgiveness from Allah. Now, on the other hand, the good deeds that we have done, the noble and honorable and righteous things that we have done, the things that we have done that are satisfactory and acceptable when it comes to Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, these things, we look at them and we reflect and we contemplate, and then we find ways to continue to do these good things. And at the same time, we thank Allah that Allah is the one who gave us the blessings to be able to do these good things. Now, when talking about the words of Allah, when it comes to taking ourselves into account, we find in Suratul Kahf, which is the chapter of the cave, chapter number 18, verse number 49. Again, chapter number 18, verse number 49, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and they shall find present what they have done. Allahu Akbar. In this verse, dear friends, how clearer can it be said? And in another verse of the Holy Quran, we have Surah Zilzal. This is chapter Zilzal, chapter number 99, verse number 7. Again, chapter number 99, verse number 7, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so he who has done an atom's weight of good shall see it. Allahu Akbar. Another clear, clear verse of the Holy Quran telling us that accounting of ourselves will occur. So why not take ourselves into account, clear the ledger, and move towards Allah?
As-salamu alayka ya أسير الكربات السلام عليك يا باب نجاة الأمة.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
السلام عليك يا أسير الكربات ويا قتيل العبرايات. أترجو أمتي قتلت حسينا شفاعة جده يوم الحساب؟ السلام على الخد التريب. السلام